And welcome back. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
Next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, is Mike. Welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir?
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey.
Hey, I've just changed my hot water heater, and now I'm getting hot and cold flashes whenever someone turns the water on another part of the house. I never had this problem before, but now that I just changed up the water heater, it's happening, and so I don't know what's causing it.
Well, my first suspicion, Mike, would be the on-off valve on top of the hot water heater. Are we sure that got completely reopened?
That is something that I took a look at first, and it just keeps turning to the left, and it seems to be not functioning properly.
I'm guessing that valve is not fully open. And when we ask for water demand at another feature, it takes away the pressure. And the fact that we're already restricting it with a valve that hasn't completely reopened, I'll bet you dimes to donuts if you replace that on-off valve, your problem's going to be solved.
And is this an install you did yourself, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're comfortable soldering and sweating on a new fitting?
Absolutely. Okay. But I just couldn't figure out what the problem was.
Yeah, because you said it keeps turning and turning, you have a gate valve, and it should stop because it's not stopping. It's stripped out. Just like Rosie said, there's a restriction. When you replace it, don't get a gate valve. In fact,
they're almost hard to find.
They are, and for good reason. You've got the angle ball cock valve. That's what you want. It stops. You've got your metal
Absolutely.
Stoppers at your 90 degrees, so you know it's completely open, you know it's completely closed. It's a solid piece. I don't know that I've ever seen one fail. I'm not saying they can't. I've never seen it. So shut it off, replace it with a ball cock valve, and if that doesn't work, call us back.
I'm confident it will.
Yeah.
When he said he replaced the water heater, I kind of was suspicious right there.
Let's go to Apache Junction and bring Marcy into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. We have a sunken family room floor.
Okay.
That for various reasons we would like to fill in and bring up to the level of the rest of the house.
Sure.
And we're curious to see, it's an interior pour, of course, mm-hmm. but we're curious to see what kind of problems we might have and what we need to look.
You know, a lot of people with this dilemma call me and ask, can we put floor joists down and cover it with 5/4 tongue and groove plywood and, you know, go with it from there? And I know that's not what you've asked, Marcy, and I'm proud of you for that, because that really isn't the best way. That really creates some severe conditions conducive for termite infestation later. We like to come in to these sunken living rooms and pour in. You know, I mean, are we stepping down one step or two steps?
We're stepping down 4 inches.
4 inches. Perfect.
That's
great. So what we're going to do is we're going to get in there and remove all the tack strip. We're going to remove all the baseboard, and we're going to pour in and I would tell you, you're going to need to pour in a fairly high slump concrete. You don't want more than about a 4 or 5 inch slump. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you to order a little stronger than normal, not the 2000 PSI they generally send out of the plants standard. Go ahead and ask for 4000 PSI. That isn't going to drive the price up hardly at all. And fill it. And I can tell you, the inside of your house is going to feel like a cold sauna for about a week. There's the only place that moisture has to go is in your house.
The windows are going to be dripping with water.
Yes,
on the inside. Yeah. Open your windows up. Let the house breathe, because all that moisture in the concrete is going to dry as it's hydrating.
It won't be able to go down.
No.
It's going to all come up.
So there's nothing wrong with that. It'll go away as the concrete hydrates.
Yeah, but that is the right way to do it. I always discourage people from trying to rip floor joists and lay it down in there.
There's so much effort into putting floor joists down in that.
But a lot more people are comfortable with carpenter skills than concrete finishing skills. So they've cut a 2x4 before. They've screwed a sheet of plywood down to a joist before. But they've never, put a chute of concrete through the living room window. It's done all the time, and that's the right way to do it, Marcy. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million. If you need a couple references, you can probably call the Marvell Masonry or Cohill Masonry store in your area, and let us know if you need to try and find somebody. We can track you down a concrete
man in Apache Junction
to dump in there. Sure.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've taken a few calls. That's open a line if you'd like to join the conversation, and you can text 411-923, and that'll send a text in to us. 120 character limit. No images accepted currently on this system, but we'll address those that we can.
And if you've landed on the station as a visitor to our beautiful state of Arizona for the game Monday night, we've got one thing to say. Welcome, y'all.